Jackson's engineers did take home Grammys for Best Engineered Recording for the Bad album. Song of the Year went to Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram for their duet Somewhere Out There. And Record of the Year, Paul Simon for Graceland, the single off the Graceland LP, which was released 2 years ago.
Stacey Kahn from New York City. Proposal for Michigan to have a presidential primary to forget about a caucus system that sometimes brings turmoil and embarrassment to the parties. State Senate Committee suggesting a third Tuesday in March is a good date. Illinois already has a primary that day. Other Great Lakes states are being asked to do the same. Republicans in the Michigan legislature saying they think the chances for property tax reform are dead this year. They blame Governor Blanchard for not providing leadership on the issue. Several plans built around financing schools through sales taxes, an increase there, and a reduction in property taxes have been presented in the legislature. A prehistoric riddle may be solved. Why did elephant-like mastodons and mammoths choose to roam through Michigan 12,000 years ago? The climate here is not to their liking. So what were the elephants doing here? Scientists at MSU now think they know. It was the salt.
Salt, we found out, was a critical element to elephants. It's something that they have to have. And we found out, of course, that Michigan was the chief salt producer in this part of the world. We're still producing about 20 to 25% that's consumed in the United States.
J. Allen Holman, a researcher at MSU, says that 12,000 years ago, salt was all above the ground here in Michigan. The Pistons above ground. Six straight wins now. They beat the L.A. Clippers last night. 2.5-game lead over Atlanta. They have the best record in the Eastern Conference because Boston lost again last night. The Pistons' next game Saturday night in Washington. College basketball, Michigan beat Northwestern severely last night. And the Red Wings play tonight against Minnesota. There is a glimmer of optimism about Steve Yzerman. He remains in Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin Hospital, to check on that injured knee.
If you're content with your present checking account, you probably have it at Standard Federal Bank, or else you just don't know about all our advantages. For example, at Standard Federal, you enjoy free checking when you maintain a minimum monthly balance of just $250. You never pay a per-check charge, ever, regardless of your account balance. You get a Standard Federal ATM card for banking transactions at all Cirrus and Magic Line locations. Use it at cash machines in participating 7-Eleven stores, and you can make cash withdrawals from your Standard Federal checking account free of charge. And right now, if you switch to a Standard Federal checking account, we'll buy back the unused checks from your other bank at 5 cents per check, up to $10, and give you 50 checks free with your first order. Open your account with $500 or more, and for a limited time, you'll receive a free gift. So now that you know about the advantages of a Standard Federal checking account, why not take advantage of them? Standard Federal Bank, member FSLIC.
734 WNIC News Time. Here's Jennifer with traffic.
Just when you thought all the roads were clear and dry, an icy spot sneaks up on you, and you'll find that icy spot on the ramp from the northbound Chrysler to the westbound Davison. WNIC Metro Traffic is being brought to you by the Detroit News. More than $30,000 have already been given away in the Detroit News President's Game. You could be a winner, too. For details, see today's Detroit News or call 983-4042. No purchase necessary. Well, it is very icy on the ramp from the northbound Chrysler to the westbound Davison. Several spinouts already this morning. There. Another water main break blocks the right and center lane northbound 375 at Jefferson, also the right lane of westbound Jefferson at the 375 service drive. Slow travel this morning on eastbound 696 from 275 to Drake as low as 25, and slow going on southbound Northwestern from Telegraph to the Southfield as low as 35 as well. That is WNIC Metro Traffic. We'll have an update for you in 15 minutes. Right now, the weather from WNIC and Channel 4 meteorologist Chuck Gatica.
Well, here's the scoop for today. A little cooler, high temperature about 33 degrees, sunny to partly cloudy skies, and a northeast wind. Tonight, fair, overnight low, about 18. During the daytime tomorrow, we'll see that high temp back in the mid-30s and a lot more sunshine. As we head for the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, but those highs will go back in the low to mid-40s as we head for both Saturday and Sunday. So get set for a nice end of winter weekend. I'm Chuck Gatica with your weather on WNIC.
21 degrees, partly cloudy. Here's more of Jim and Steve.
How about Carolyn Kennedy having a baby?
All right.
Come on. Yep. Wait a minute. Hold it and stop everything. Are you serious?
Yep.
I didn't read this.
Carolyn Kennedy.
How could I miss this?
Well, she's 30 now, you know.
No.
It is. It's really alarming. Mm. How time flies.
We're all getting up there.
Oh, no, she was even married.
She was at a big speech in New York that her uncle, Ted Kennedy, was giving. And he couldn't make it because he had a bad back, and there was no keeping the secret any longer because she looks preggers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Oh, I thought you said she did have a baby.
No, she's having one. Mm-hmm. All right, we're all set for a little kid trivia here this morning. Jack, are you all set with...
Dad, okay, here's a good one. I got a good one for you this morning.
Okay.
If you're 12 or under, it's kids trivia, and it's time to play it right now. And I'm going to play a song, and you have to ask your parents, why do you think Jim and Steve are playing this song this morning?
Oh, good one. This one here?
Yes, this one.
Play it. Here's my story. It's sad but true.
Don't ruin it, please.
About a girl.
No. Call us if your parents can tell you why we're playing this morning.
Then ran around with every single guy in town.
Everybody, hey, hey, hey. No.
Whoa. Away from a run around sewer.
WNIC with Dion and Run Around Sue and Jack. That was your trivia question this morning?
Why are we playing that song? And Dad, I think I got somebody on the phones here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Do you know why Harper and Gannon are playing that song?
Because it was in the Grammy Awards.
That's right. Rachel won, Dad. She knew it was in the Grammys. Run Around Sue with Dion.
Way to go, Rachel. We've got a great prize for you that Jack the Dog will give you right now.
Rachel, we got a real neat prize. It's an AM-F-man.
AM-FM. Stop being silly now.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. AM-FM Walkman. You know what they are? You put them on your head and you can hear music and everything?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got one of those from us, and we're going to send you some McDonald's breakfast biscuit coupons, too.
Ooh, very
okay.
Nice. Congratulations, Rachel.
Good. Thank you.
Good job, sweetie.
Boy, she's smart, isn't she?
Very, very intelligent girl, Dad.
Hang on now. We need to get some information from you.
Yeah.
Good job. Good song, too.
Thank you. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Could change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
100.3 WNIC. Speaking of the Grammys, Michael Jackson. Talking about making changes. He has changed his look again.
Yeah.
Boy, was that weird last night.
Done it again. He's a strange guy.
Yeah. No longer looks like Diana Ross. Now he looks like a mannequin from Jacobson's.
Kind of like...
What is that child's problem?
He really does, yeah.
And also they had the new four-part commercial for Pepsi on last night.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was doing all kinds of action-packed James Bond kind of things, trying to get away from his fans, and he actually grabs onto the rudders from a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million for those spots. Is that right?
That's what they cost, yeah.
You're kidding.
That's what it said, yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot of dough.
Let's see, $2 million, yeah, $2 million.
Anyway, singing Bad and also The Man in the Mirror on the tube last night, and everybody was into his act. I mean, he still is quite the showman, but that look is starting to scare me.
It's the mystique.
All right. Yep. Put him on somebody's knee, and you could have a ventriloquist act going there. It's 7:45 in the morning. It is The Breakfast Club for Thursday. We're going to be talking with Linda Newman, our psychic astrologer, in just a couple minutes to get your weekend astrological forecast, so stay close.
It starts March 11th for 17 days.
The Shrine Circus is here at the Coliseum. Please take me there. Elephants and clowns are all ready to go. The high wire acts are all part of the show. Kids of all ages will be there, I know. Please take me to the Coliseum. The Shrine Circus is here.
Good tickets at the fairgrounds, AAA, and all Ticketmaster outlets.
I like the grand
this year, the Great Walendas return to the Shrine Circus.
Please take me to the Shrine Circus at the Coliseum. The Shrine Circus is here.
Hello, Mrs. B.
Morning, Larry.
Done it again, Mrs. B. The big 50,000-mile checkup, your car only required a routine tune-up.
Well,
now tell me, how do you keep that engine so doggone clean?
Well, Larry, I never use anything in my car but Marathon Super and Premium gasoline with that great additive,
PBA4.
That's what I said.
Great product. And that's why your fuel system is so clean. But tell me, Mrs. B, don't you use other gasolines every now and then?
Now, look here, Larry. I use Marathon Super and Premium because it's good for my car. And another thing, Marathon is still owned and operated by folks right here in the good old USA. And that's more than I can say for some of those other gasoline companies.
Marathon Super M Premium, now on sale at participating stations.
100.3 WNIC, it's Harper and Gannon here on Thursday morning, 7:47, and we have 21 degrees in town.
Mm-hmm, and let's check traffic right now with Jennifer Morgan.
Well, good morning, Steve. You're going to find it a slow commute on southbound 75 from 12 Mile to 696, down to 25 miles per hour. From the 9-mile curve to downtown, averaging only about 35 miles per hour there. WNIC Metro Traffic being sponsored by the Michigan Lottery. Feel like today's your lucky day? Playing the Daily 4 game from the Michigan Lottery could turn that lucky feeling into a winning feeling. So get in the game. The Daily 4 game. Well, it's very icy on the ramp from the northbound Chrysler to westbound Davison this morning. Several spin-outs already there. That's the ramp from the northbound Chrysler to the westbound Davison. Take care. We've got a water main break blocking the right and center lane. Northbound I-375 at Jefferson. Also the right lane of westbound Jefferson at the 375 service drive. That's a quick look at WNIC Metro Traffic. We'll see you in 15 with an update.
Nice to know little Richard has calmed down as he's gotten older.
Uh-huh.
Saying that sarcastically, of course, because yeah. He's a wild man last night.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff, the Grammys, and we have somebody on line 3 here who is not real happy this morning. Hello, what's the problem? Hello? Oh, it's line 2. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's line 2.
I am so upset, I can't tell you. I've watched the Grammys for I don't know how many years now, waiting for Bob Seger to win a Grammy. He definitely deserves one more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
He shows up every darn year.
Yep.
That he's nominated, and every year he doesn't win.
What's the deal?
Pardon me?
Yeah, we can't figure that out either.
The next time, I think maybe he shouldn't show up. He probably will win like everybody else that doesn't show up.
Yeah, well, although you know, Bob Seger didn't win. We did. Detroit was well represented, and we had a lot of winners. We had, Anita Baker.
Aretha Franklin won, too.
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, but it's still Bob Seger.
I know it. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, you know, maybe we should play a Bob Seger record here this morning.
Make my day, please, at my week's room now.
And kind of our way of saying he's still number one with us.
All right, yeah.
All right. But he did look good on the tube, didn't he?
Yes, he certainly did.
Did you see his... Good. Is that his new wife?
I believe so, yeah, I imagine.
She was pretty cute. They're both smiling and having a good time. But we'll play a Seger record right now because he always wins the Grammy with us.
Thanks. He does with me.
WNIC with Bob Seger. Still a big winner in our hearts and representing Detroit in fine fashion last night at the Grammys. At 7:53 in the morning, we've got 21 degrees in town. Looking for a sunny high of 33 today.
Yeah, what do you think? It's about time we should get a weekend astrological forecast right now from our psychic astrologer, Linda Newman. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're doing great this morning. The Grammys are over and things are back to normal here. And the temperature isn't going to be too bad today with a high of 33. We're going to see a little sunshine. How does the weekend astrological forecast look like?
It is absolutely beautiful.
Good.
Are you ready for that? And as a matter of fact, this weekend offers the most pleasant, convivial energy we've seen in about 10 or 12 weeks. Sponsored by the Harlequin Romance Libra Moon and Venus in Taurus, the patron saint of 14-karat gold hugs. You'll find a smorgasbord of earthly delights by blending equal parts of good food, good company, and very simple pleasures. Regardless of your gender, you'll be exploring your refined feminine feelings. You'll find yourself reacting intensely to others, as well as reacting to how they react. Sort of like, well, I'm okay. Are you okay? Because I can only be okay if I know that you're really okay. Because if you're not okay, I'm not okay. So tell me if you're okay, but only if you're okay, okay? No. It's a lazy, hospitable time, filled with courtesy and social graces. This lunar phase is meant for artistic endeavors, such as redecorating your home space or redefining the colors of your relationships. As Venus enters Taurus and stays there for the next 28 days, it will demand personal inventory time, and you'll discover inner values are all important. And do-re-mi, well, it's just a sniveling symbol of the tacky, mundane world. How you treat your money is how you treat your love. So do dress for dinner, and don't forget the candles. Even macaroni and cheese becomes an elegant repast when one dines by candlelight. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the good life and a 48-hour comfort zone.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, my weekend is Godiva chocolates and the first 6, 7, and 8 minutes of Lethal Weapon. Anytime.
Oh, yeah. Last night we had a spectacular full moon.
Actually, the full moon is today at 11:01 a.m. And everyone should be advised that between 11:01 a.m. today and 8:32 tomorrow, we have a void of course moon, which means you don't make any really serious decisions during a void of course moon because you get many surprises.
And we're coming up on the vernal equinox. It's not too long from now.
Soon.
Vern going to do that again?
He's going to come in and have his trained equinox here. Be catching fish once again.
All right, Linda. Take care of yourself, and we'll look for you Tuesday.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Linda Newman, our psychic astrologer pal, and if you would like information about private consultation or class information, the gremlins are standing by. You guys are on the phones, right? 298-6666 is the number.
Just drive about 7 minutes west of Telegraph in Livonia on Plymouth Road.
Action Olds Hugo Vixen, Plymouth Road at Farmington Road in Livonia.
Action.
Action Nissan Volvo, 2 minutes west of Action Olds, right across from the Ford plant.
The action's all on Plymouth Road in Livonia.
If the thought of taking your car into the repair shop leaves you feeling like you're the one that's been in a wreck, then trust the professionals at Stanyees Collision. Stanyees, family-owned and operated, has been serving the metro area for over 30 years. Their expert staff uses the latest in state-of-the-art equipment and the finest paint-matching system available. Stanyees Collision has frame and structural straightening equipment to bring your new or used car back to factory specs. And when you take your car to Stanyees, they'll have a rental car for your added convenience. The state-of-the-art computer system at Stanyees Collision will make sure there's no delay with your insurance company. Plus, you'll receive a full written guarantee for any work that's been done to your car. The professionals at Stanyees make sure that your car is returned in excellent condition. They even wash it inside and out. When you expect nothing less than the best, take your car to Stanyees Collision. On 10 Mile, just west of Gresham.
In today's business community, you need to be in constant contact with those in the field. And TCOM can help with wide state coverage and a broad range of paging systems. TCOM can custom tailor a paging system program to fit the special needs of your world at a surprisingly affordable cost. And TCOM pagers do more than just beep. Depending on the model you choose, their pagers have memory, so a page signal won't interrupt an important meeting. Liquid crystal readouts for phone numbers, along with VibraPage silent alerting. TCOM has Motorola and display pagers the size of a fountain pen, as well as belt and pocket pagers. For an individual salesperson, engineer, doctor, or an entire company team, TCOM will analyze your communication needs and recommend a paging system package to fit your budget to ensure you'll never miss the message that can't wait. Find out how truly affordable TCOM Motorola pagers are. TCOM, the pagers with wide state coverage. Call today at 559-6826. TCOM of Southfield, 559-6826.
100.3 WNIC. You've got Harper and Gannon on the radio and a big, big party coming up on the 17th for St. Patty's Day. We'll be looking for you guys out of Riverview Highlands, right? Starts up at 5 o'clock for your hors d'oeuvres and lots of fun, so make a date to be there with us.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold. You knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me. I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay. Hey! If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way.
WMIC, Dearborn, Detroit, FM 100 with Harper and Gannon. It's 8 o'clock. Here's Dave Lockhart with the news.
Well, Jim, the controversy over the city of Detroit's handling of the Gethsemane Cemetery issue continues to build as opposition grows, and city officials are keeping a low profile. Detroit City Council will face the issue today. May try to withdraw all support for the expansion of City Airport unless the city administration offers more explanations for what's happening at Gethsemane. And the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, telling the city to stop reconstruction until an environmental impact study is completed. Pressure to take dramatic action against the use of illegal drugs in America is increasing. At the White House conference on drugs yesterday, Secretary of Education William Bennett calling for that dramatic action.
If need be, we will have to do it by ourselves. And we should consider broader use of military force against both the production and the shipment of goods.
Bennett is the highest-ranking member of government to publicly call for military action against drug suppliers. Winter Olympics claiming two people asking for an asylum. Back home, they call them deserters. Coach of the Romanian bobsled team wants to stay in Canada. And a Chilean also asking for asylum. The Grammys were handed out at Radio City Music Hall last night. No one dominated the awards. One story, Michael Jackson was shut out of the awards. Single of the Year, Paul Simon's Graceland. Best Female Pop Vocal Award going to Whitney Houston for I Want to Dance With You.
I'm so nervous, you don't know. God. First, giving thanks to the Almighty God for all his many blessings to me.
Whitney Houston, Best Male Pop Vocal, went to Sting for Bring on the Night. Bruce Springsteen won Best Rock Vocal. Winner of the Best New Artist Award was Jody Watley.
Just everybody for believing in me and supporting me when a lot of people didn't.
Her award was announced only after an overlong ribbing of the audience by Little Richard, who said he deserved an award of some kind. Surveying Mistresses, Woman Magazine, asking women who are having affairs with married men to share insights into their lives. Dara Wells has more.
More than half who got involved in these trysts met their married lovers at work. More than a third said they got involved because they didn't want a commitment. But pretty soon, emotions escalate. A whopping 61% said they'd break it off if they found out their sweetie was sleeping with other extramarital lovers. One woman who answered the survey compared being a mistress to being a hungry person in front of a buffet, said she. In the end, you have to decide whether the quality of the meal was worth it.
Reporter Dara Wells. Pistons took over the best record in the NBA's East Conference last night. They beat the L.A. Clippers 103-90. Boston was losing last night to, of all people, the New Jersey Nets, and they were losing. Boston was at home. Pistons lead in their own Central Division now 2.5 games over Atlanta. Next game for the Pistons Saturday night in Washington. College basketball, Michigan buried Northwestern, Eastern over Ohio U. Red Wings play tonight. They host Minnesota at the Joe without, of course, Steve Yzerman. He is still in that University of Wisconsin hospital for analysis of that knee injury. There is a glimmer of hope.
We're in California at the Happy Hiker Cafe with Sunshine Birnbaum to see if backpackers prefer hamburger A, the Wendy's hamburger made with fresh toppings, or hamburger B made with things like reconstituted onions. Ma'am?
Oh, B for the reconstituted onions. They help make the B burger light, easy to carry. You know the old backpacker's motto.
No.
A heavy pack will break your back. And you know what'd go perfect with that burger? Reconstituted french fries.
Those are brown pellets.
Oh, sure, but a little water and a hot flashlight and presto, palm frites.
But wouldn't you really prefer the taste of this delicious Wendy's hamburger?
No, I know what you're waiting for, dessert. Which of these do you like?
I don't know, the blue powder.
Oh, the Boston cream pie, a great choice.
Most people don't like reconstituted toppings. They like the taste of hamburgers made with fresh toppings. Like Wendy's, the best burgers in the business.
Pick up Hamburger A at your nearest Wendy's.
804 WNIC News Time. Here's Jennifer with all the traffic.
Well, the roads are looking pretty good this morning. We do have one icy spot. Very icy on the ramp from the northbound Chrysler to the westbound Davison. Several spinouts already there. Also, slow travel on southbound 75 from 12 Mile to 696 down to 25. And from 9 Mile Curve to downtown, averaging about 25 to 30 there. Southbound Telegraph is still closed at E-Course Road due to a water main break at Wick Road. And westbound 696, the ramp to Hoover, there's a stalled car there as well. That's all for now. WNIC Metro Traffic. I'll see you in 15 minutes with an update. Right now, the weather from WNIC and Channel 4 meteorologist Chuck Gatica.
Well, it looks like we'll have a good bit of sunshine around here today, but a little cooler air as the high temperature only hits about 33 degrees. That's cooler than normal. As we head for the nighttime hours, expect fair skies mainly. Overnight low temperature getting us down to about 18. Tomorrow during the daytime, mid-30s or so with sunny to partly cloudy skies. And then for the weekend, even though the sky conditions will be sunny to partly cloudy, we'll see a warm-up in the temperature department with the highs going back into the 40s. That's the weather updates coming your way later this morning right here in WNIC.
Still holding at 21 degrees, cloudy skies. From the WNIC Fact File, the State Department needs secretaries around the world. If you have secretarial experience and know shorthand, call this number anytime for more info. Area 703-875-7108. We have 280 embassies and consulates overseas. Area 703-875-7108. Here's more with Harper and Gannon.
We're all set because everybody's so Grammy-geeked
yeah,
that we thought we'd do some musical trivia, and we'll team you up with my partner, Steve Gannon, who has never, in the history of radio...
don't be saying that because I'll get stumped.
He's never been stumped. If you want to be Steve's partner and win a dandy prize this morning, call us at 298-66. Six this morning.
Pressure is on me, Dave.
Well, you'll do well. I have that feeling. You probably still have that little bit of the afterglow from the Grammys.
As long as you're backing me up on this.
He's great at this. Come on. Tell you what, in watching the Grammys last night, one neat thing they did that that I thought was really interesting, they brought back a lot of old groups for a whole historical piece they had. Do you remember the guys who did Barbara Ann, the Regents?
The Regents, yeah. I missed that part.
They were on. The Angels were on, who did My Boyfriend's Back.
Yeah, they were, really?
Whoa. Yes.
See, I missed that.
And, it was kind of neat, I thought.
Wish
nice
I'd seen
touch.
That.
You stayed up real late.
Yeah, I missed that part. I was in bed.
Yeah, I did stay up kind of late. But we have somebody on the phone right now. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori.
Lori, where are you calling from?
Detroit.
Detroit, are you all set for a little Name That Tune action with Steve?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy, Lori, I hope I can pull this out, or I hope we can pull this out.
Well, you know, of course, that Steve has never been stumped in musical trivia. And, Laurie, he has absolutely no idea what we're about to play for you as a clue. Are you ready?
Okay.
Listen, you can hear the radio, can't you?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Okay, Laurie.
Here is your clue, guys.
All right. Some girl.
You know it?
Sure, that's... you know it, Laurie?
No, come on, Steve.
It's the Turtles. She'd rather be with me, I think.
Oh, impressive.
Never been stopped.
Yeah. Please, just give me the Flown Eddie Award. You know?
Very good. Boy, you have never been stumped.
I will be, though.
I am in awe of you, sir.
No, you're better than I am at this, I think. Maybe
Laurie,
next time I'll put you on the spot.
Okay, Laurie, we've got some dandy prizes for you. We're going to send you, this is great, to see the new movie Frantic starring Harrison Ford.
Huh?
Brand new movie with Harrison Ford at any of the AMC theaters and one large 3.5-foot tall bag of freshly popped buttery popcorn.
Oh, thank you.
Courtesy of Mrs. G's Popcorn Palace. Your mom's still doing that? That's amazing. Specializing in gourmet popcorn and a $25 gift certificate for Lobda's Jewelry with three locations, Warren Garden City and West Bloomfield.
Ooh. Thank you.
Good prize.
It's interesting that you should tie that in because Harrison Ford was the original Flo.
Is that right?
Of Flo and Eddie and the Turtles, yeah.
Well, let's play that song right now.
Yeah, had a career change there. And
some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Me, oh my, lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why, you'll understand. She don't fly, but she can.
WNIC with our mystery oldie this morning for Name That Tune. What a record. He's never been stumped. The Turtles.
Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
She'd rather be with Steve.
It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got a line. I'll call on line 2 here.
Morning, WNIC. Who's this on the Breakfast Club?
This is Stan Pasco from Wyandotte.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Good. What can we do for you?
I was calling to find out if you could tell me who won the polka division in the Grammy Awards last night.
Oh, I have that information right here.
Do you?
Yeah, it was Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. They won the Best Polka Recording Award for the album A Polka Just for Me. Which that included the work of Hamtramck polka composer Leon Czarski. And we're also kind of disappointed because our favorites, well, they're in here this morning. They didn't win, the Kowalski brothers.
That's right, but it's not sour grapes for us.
We wanted to win so bad, it was almost funny.
We took our wives and everything.
They looked almost funny.
We were up for our song, of course, Roll Through Hamtramck.
That's from our Pork Barrel Polka LP. And we didn't win, but we were so close,
it was almost funny.
This is the express lane, sir.
Yep.
But you have 13 things.
Oh, gee, it's just a carton of milk and a few 12 Hostess pudding cakes.
Introducing Hostess pudding cakes, moist yellow cupcakes with creamy chocolate pudding inside and milk chocolatey icing on top. Irresistible.
I guess I could take the milk back.
You gotta taste the Hostess pudding cakes.
Get the sweetest deal of all, a Baskin Robbins Banana Royale for just $1.99. Imagine ripe bananas, your favorite ice cream flavors, hot fudge and toppings, all for the sweet, sweet price of just $1.99.
Old Baskin Robbins got a really sweet deal for you.
Now through Sunday.
100.3 WNIC with Harper and Gannon, and the winning lottery numbers from last night: 3, 15, 18, 22, 36. And 42.
All right.
Did you win?
I got one. We win anything for that?
Well, I've been waiting here so long. But thinking nothing could go wrong. Well, now I know she has the built-in ability to take it.
Thank you. 100.3 WNIC with Genesis and Invisible Touch here on The Breakfast Club. It is 8:16 and we've got 21 degrees in Motown.
I think we should check traffic now. Here's Jennifer Morgan.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jim. If you're heading south, take it easy, especially into Ohio on I-75 from Dayton to Cincinnati. Seems like the Ohio Highway Patrol has started to crack down on speeders there. So far, they've ticketed 500 people.
All right, 95.
Oh, hello, Sheriff. And that's just from last Sunday. Remember, Drive 55. Also, eastbound and westbound 94 between Southfield and Belleville. Make sure you're driving 55 there because cars are pulled over all the time there. You will not get away with it, believe me. WNIC Metro Traffic is being brought to you by Air and Space Smithsonian. Air and Space Smithsonian Magazine. Fascinating reading for the whole family. Published bi-monthly, one-year subscription, $18. Call toll-free at 1-800-345-8300. That's 1-800-345-8300. But we've got a disabled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. That's eastbound Chicago before the Southfield. Slow travel this morning. Southbound 75 from 12 Mile to 696 down to 25. And from the 9 Mile Curve to downtown, averaging 25 to 30. Southbound Telegraph is still closed at E-Course Road due to a water main break at Wick Road in Taylor. Now there's a quarter mile back up there leading to the E-Course exit. That's traffic up to the minute on the WNIC Breakfast Club with Harper and Gannon.
Well, we all have to be on our best behavior.
Oh, yeah?
Why is that?
Because there are a whole bunch of automotive engineers in town for a big convention.
Yeah.
They're all downtown. So if you're going to Greektown today or tomorrow, you might see a lot of these guys walking around with cameras and men and women from the automotive industry around the world.
Uh-huh.
About, what is it, 50,000? Mm-hmm. 40,000.
A whole bunch of people.
40,000 people. They'll be in town until tomorrow night. So let's make a good impression of the Motor City and try to put on our best behavior. If you see these people, walk up and say hi and make them smile so they say nice things about Detroit.
Good idea.
And a pretty interesting exhibit, too.
It's a nice thought.
Yeah, what is the exhibit? It's about robotics?
All kinds of stuff. Mechanical stuff. Really interesting things. You know, if you've got kids, bring them on down.
All right.
Where would you bring the kids?
Cobo Hall, I believe.
Cobo?
Yeah, that's where they're having the big convention down there. People from all over the world.
I knew that.
So if you see someone that looks like they're from out of town with a name tag, smile at them and welcome them here to town.
Stand up and tell them you're from Detroit.
I like that, sir. Let's go now to Channel 4's Chuck Gaddick, who is standing up with the weather, and it's not a bad one.
No, it's not. You can tell what these guys are, you know, because they're wearing those little enameled lapel pins, look like carburetors.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Larry.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, a little guy with a Uniroyal tire on his lapel. You'll know that he's going to this convention.
Or tread marks on his back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
21 degrees out there now, and we are headed for a little bit of a different forecast. We were watching this cloud deck to our south. Last night it was just south of the border. We expected it to stay there for the most part. It has overspread the southern part of the state. So I think we're going to see a little more cloud cover today. Same temperature range, low 30s, but a little more clouds. And then for tonight, I think we'll now stay with the clouds, unfortunately. No rain or snow to speak of, but the cloudy skies will be here. Overnight lows tonight will get us down into the 18-degree range. For the daytime tomorrow, some sunshine should wiggle into the picture. High temperature hits the mid-30s. And then over the weekend, partly cloudy, with the highs moving back through the 30s into the 40-degree range. So there is going to be a little bit of a warm-up. 21 out there now. The wind is making it feel more like 5. And officially, we are cloudy on the hour.
All right.
That's the story.
So all in all, not real bad. Could be worse. And, of course, looking for the vernal equinox in spring coming up shortly. Let's see, 17 days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the morning of the 3rd.
All right.
But always remember that night of the 2nd, you want to be ready to see spring come in.
Morning of the 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I follow.
I'm kidding. No, that's the time change.
April 3rd. That's right. Okay.
But spring arrives in 17 days.
Looking forward to that, pal.
Okay, me too.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again later on this morning.
Can we hold hands with this song?
Again?
Yeah.
What is with you?
It's like this peace thing.
See, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell me?
100.3 WNIC, where you always get Detroit's nicest rock. Whitney Houston, and Where Do Broken Hearts Go at 8:25 in the morning.
And here are last night's numbers for the lotto drawing. 3, 15, 18, 22, 36, and 42. Those numbers again, 3, 15, 18, 22, 36, and 42 in the Super Lotto. The three-digit numbers, 273, four-digit, 2357, 2357 for the four-digit numbers. And we wish you all the luck in the world.
All right. It's 8:25 in the morning, 21 degrees in town, and, of course, a lot of people talking this morning about Michael Jackson's appearance last night on the Grammys. We're going to be on the Newsmaker Celebrity Hotline with him next on this very program, so stand by.
Rob, Rob, you got to get me some new pillows.
Who?
It's me, your dream coordinator. You've been having bad dreams lately, falling off buildings, not being able to run, you know. Last night I had you back in the army for crying out loud.
That was awful.
It's your pillows, Ron. Get me some good pillows, I'll give you some good dreams.
What? Where?
Hudson's, Ron. Hudson's is having a 2-for-1 pillow sale right now. Go there, Ron.
Man, can't find car keys.
Just kidding, Ron. You can go tomorrow.
Hudson's 2-for-1 pillow sale now through March 12th.
Did you ever want to buy a Cadillac for the price of an Oldsmobile? You want to buy Thomasville or Flex Steel furniture for the price of Broyhill or Bassett? Well, now you can do it. For a limited time only, Dobbs is having a best for less sale. Now you can buy all the best furniture for the same price you pay for ordinary furniture. That's right. Thomasville bedrooms and dining room suites at the price of Broyhill. Flex Steel sofas, love seats, sleepers, recliners, and swivel rockers at the price of Bassett. Everything you want is reduced. This sale is not on selected closeouts, floor samples, or odds and ends. It's all the good stuff at the lowest prices of the year. 10 acres of Dobbs' best quality name brand furniture in stock for immediate delivery. And Dobbs guarantees you nobody, nowhere, no place will touch Dobbs' best for less sale prices. Hurry in now.
There are three huge Dobbs stores. Gratiot at 14.5 Mile, Telegraph and 7 Mile, and 14 Mile near I-75 in Troy.
That's Dobbs, the better place to buy better furniture.
How many bottles of nail polish have you used? Except for the colors, is one really better than the other? Probably not, until now. Introducing Nutrinail Silk Wrap Nail Polish, the only nail color with genuine silk fibers to build an incredibly strong, invisible web that protects your nails against chipping and cracking. They're your nails. Color them strong. Color them beautiful with Silk Wrap Nail Polish. Only from Nutrinail and only at Kmart.
They did it. Some big-time diet and nutrition expert found a way to eat and lose. Imagine that. Eat and lose. It's this incredible new diet product called, well, you guessed it, Eat and Lose. You sprinkle Eat and Lose right on your food. There's nothing like it. Comes in little individual packets, all natural, helps control your appetite, and you lose weight. Really. Eat and Lose. I can't get over it. It's a dieter's dream come true.
Available at F&M.
100.3 WNIC, and with us on the Newsmaker Celebrity Hotline, Mr. Grammy himself, although he didn't do too well last night, Mr. Michael Jackson. Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing?
We're doing all right, Michael. Hey, really enjoyed your four-part TV commercial last night for Pepsi. That was wild.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You know, I really enjoy the pay, actually. Listen, I was thinking of having you guys star in my next commercial, you and Steve.
Wow, we'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make some final decisions here, though. I can't decide which one of you should be the head and which one should be the tail, you know?
Oh, very funny. Boy. Well, listen, now, how do you feel about being beaten by Smokey last night?
Well, you know, man, as far as it goes, of all the bears I've played checkers with, he is the best.
No, not Smokey the Bear. Smokey Robinson, dang, you idiot.
Gee.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, well, why didn't you say so?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself,